One day, after summer school, Mike and I were sitting in Rich Dad's office, discussing our classmates' comments and how we felt about them. Rich Dad overheard us, sat down, looked the two of us straight in the eye, and said, "I'm tired of you two boys whining and complaining. I'm tired of the two of you thinking like victims and acting like losers. Enough is enough. You failed. So what? Just because you failed once doesn't make you a failure. Just look at how many times I've failed. So stop feeling sorry for yourselves and stop letting your classmates get to you." "But we now have bad grades," I protested. "Those bad grades will stay with us forever. How will we get into a good college or university?" "Look," said Rich Dad, "if you two boys let one bad grade ruin your life, you have no future anyway. If you let one bad grade be your downfall, then real life would have beaten you anyway. Real life is much tougher than high school English. And if you blame your English teacher, and you think that English teacher was tough, then you have a rude awakening waiting for you when you enter the real world. The world outside of school is filled with people much harder, much tougher, and much more demanding than your English teacher. So, to repeat, if you let one bad grade and one English teacher ruin your future, then you had no future anyway." "But what about the kids that are teasing us and laughing at us?" Mike complained. "Oh, come on," said Rich Dad with a chuckle, soon breaking into a laugh. "Look at how many people criticize me. Robert, look at how many times your dad has been publicly criticized. Look at how many times both our names have been in the news. How many times have I been called a greedy businessman and your dad an unfair public servant? The difference between a successful person and an average person is how much criticism they can take. Average people cannot take much criticism, and that is why they remain average all their lives. That is why they fail to be leaders. Average people live in fear of what someone else may say or think of them. So they live their lives going along and getting along with all the other average people, living in fear of criticism. Living in fear of what someone else might think of them or criticize them for. People are always critical of other people. Look, I criticize your dad, and I know he criticizes me, yet we still respect each other. But if people are criticizing you, at least they've noticed you. Be worried if no one is criticizing you," Rich Dad concluded. "You've given them something to talk about. You've given them something to break the boring monotony of their lives. If you can learn to handle criticism, you are learning something valuable for your life. Look, 33% of the people will love you no matter what you do. 33% of the people will dislike you regardless of what you do, good or bad. And 33% of the people don't care either way. Your job in life is to ignore the 33% who will never like you and do your best to convince the 33% in the middle to join the 33% who love you. That's it. The only thing worse than being criticized is not being criticized." "So even grown-ups live in fear of other people and being criticized?" I asked. Rich Dad nodded. "It's the number one fear of most humans. It's called the fear of ostracism, the fear of being different or of standing outside the herd. That is why public speaking is the number one fear, a fear greater than death for many people. So people just join the herd and hide in the herd because they are afraid of being criticized?" Mike asked. "Yes, and that is one reason so few people ever achieve great wealth. Most people feel safer in the herd of the average, living in fear of being criticized or being different," said Rich Dad. "Most people find it easier to be average, to be normal, to hide, doing exactly what the herd does. Just going along, just to get along." "What you're saying is that this whole affair of flunking English class could be a very good thing for us in the long run?" Mike asked. "If you want to make it a good thing," replied Rich Dad quietly. "Or you can make it a bad thing." "But what about our grades? Those grades will go with us for the rest of our lives," I added with a slight whine. Rich Dad shook his head and then leaned over, speaking sternly. "Look, Robert, I will share with you a big secret." Rich Dad paused to make sure I was hearing his communication directly. He then said, "My banker has never asked me for my report card." His comment startled me and jolted me out of my chain of thinking, the chain of thought that was saying my life was ruined because of bad grades. "What are you saying?" I responded feebly. "You heard me," Rich Dad said. "Your banker has never asked you for your report card," I repeated quietly. "Are you saying grades aren't important?" "Did I say that?" asked Rich Dad. "Did I say grades aren't important?" "No," I replied sheepishly, "you did not say that." "So what did I say?" I blurted out, now able to repeat the statement. "You said, my banker has never asked me for my report card." "When I go to see my banker," Rich Dad began again, "he does not say, 'Show me your grades,' does he?" Rich Dad continued. "Does my banker ask, 'Were you a straight-A student?' Does he ask me to show him my report card?" Does he say, oh, you had good grades. Let me lend you $1 million. Does he say things like that? I don't think so, said Mike. So what does he ask for? Asked Rich Dad. He asks you for your financial statement, Mike replied quietly. He always asks for updated P&Ls, profit and loss statements, and balance sheets. Rich Dad continued, bankers always ask for a financial statement. Bankers ask everyone for a financial statement. Why do you think they ask everyone, rich or poor, educated or uneducated, for a financial statement before they will lend them any money? Mike and I shook our heads silently and slowly, waiting for the answer. I've never really thought about it, said Mike finally. Why don't you tell us? Because your financial statement is your report card once you leave school, Rich Dad said. The problem is, most people leave school and have no idea what a financial statement is. My financial statement is my report card once I leave school? I asked incredulously. Rich Dad nodded his head. It's one of your report cards, a very important report card. Other report cards are your annual health checkup, your weight, your blood pressure, and the emotional health of your marriage. So people could have straight A's in their report cards in school and have F's in their financial statements in life, I asked. Is that what you were saying? Rich Dad agreed. It happens all the time. Often, people who had good grades in school have poor to average financial grades in life.